It's been almost 2 years since a terrorist bomb destroyed the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad. At least 20 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the attack. On that afternoon in August 2003, in a conference room on the third floor, college professor Gil Loescher and his friend and colleague, human rights expert Arthur Helton, sat in a meeting with UN Special Representative Sergio Vieira del Mello and others. The blast killed everyone in the room except for Loescher. His first clear memory afterwards is of waking up a month later in a hospital in Oxford, England, minus both his legs. Loescher is the subject of a new documentary made by his daughter, Margaret. Here he is, describing the pain of being a double amputee.
It's like a bare bone touching, you know, being
touched.
Yeah. Like the end of a bone, you know? Mm. I mean, it's hard to describe because I don't have... You know, we don't have that sense, because we don't have bones like that if you've got all your limbs.
Yeah.
That film is titled Pulled from the Rubble. It had its North American premiere yesterday at the American Film Institute's Silver Docs Festival in Silver Spring, Maryland. Margaret Loescher, the writer, producer, and director of the film, joins us now here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Is that you talking with your father in that clip we heard?
No, that's actually my mother speaking with him. Hmm. Yeah.
What was your father doing in Baghdad?
My father had been a professor of international relations, specializing in refugees. For about 25 years, he was a professor at Notre Dame. And he had recently left Notre Dame and started working for other organizations. He advised NGOs such as Amnesty International and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. When he went to Baghdad, he went with his colleague, Arthur Helton. They had been writing for an organization called OpenDemocracy.net throughout the war about the humanitarian cost of the war in Iraq. And when the war was over, they both decided to go to Baghdad and to meet people like Sergio Vieira de Mello, the head of the UN there at the time, and hopefully to meet with refugees themselves to discuss the humanitarian cost of the war.
And did they get a chance to even start their project?
They had actually arrived that morning, the morning before the blast. So they'd been to a couple of interviews, and they'd only just entered Sergio Vieira de Mello's office. They'd shaken hands with everybody in the room. They'd taken seats. They'd spread out their papers. And then the bomb blast happened. It was actually a truck full of explosives that was driven by suicide bombers that was driven into the side of the building right directly under Sergio's office. So the office, the head office, was the attack, and my father happened to be there.
Margaret Loescher is the writer, producer, and director of the documentary about what happened to her father subsequently. It's called Pulled from the Rubble. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we heard your father's first memory was when he awoke in a hospital a month later. When he found out that he was the only survivor of the people who had been in that room, how did that affect him?
He was devastated. He couldn't quite understand how, if he had survived, others hadn't. I was actually in the hospital alone with him the morning that he woke up. And he had been sort of conscious for a few days, but he hadn't asked about what had happened. And this particular morning he asked me, he tried to ask me what had happened, and we had a sort of garbled conversation. But basically I had to tell him that his colleague Arthur Helton had passed away, that his friend and colleague Sergio had died, and that the other people in the office had died. And it's hard to describe that kind of pain that you go through. But I think that he feels incredibly lucky to be alive, and he is. So understanding that luck and knowing that others died in that attack, people whose work he deeply respected, has given him a renewed sense of energy and determinism to carry on his work and to publicize the plight of refugees around the world. So it's strengthened him. He's able to recognize that. So.
You were a film student at the time?
I was a film student at the time, yeah. I was working on another film, and then my father went to Baghdad, and when he came back from hospital, I discussed with him the possibility of filming. I felt that I needed to make a film that was about my life now and about my father's life. I understood what had happened to him was very personal, was a family matter, but because of where it happened and why it happened, it was a very important public story to tell as well. I wanted to... It angered me when I looked at the news and I heard about terrorist attacks one after another, and you hear about the death toll. You don't often hear about the people who have survived. And you don't often hear about the damage that the war on terror is causing to humanitarian organizations. It's now very dangerous to work for a humanitarian organization, and that is a very scary future.
Hmm. How is... I wonder, has your father seen this movie?
Yes, he has. It premiered in November in Amsterdam, and my family came to the first screening. So that was... it was very difficult for them to watch it. They'd seen it before mm-hmm. at home, but it reminds them of a time that was extremely challenging.
And well, while you were in the process of making it, you had to have seen those scenes over and over and over again. It can't have been easy for you either.
Absolutely. The editing process was very draining, I have to say. And, you know, it's sort of making the film and editing it with an editor and also screening it at festivals means that moment is repeated and repeated for me. Mm-hmm.
When your father watched it for the first time, did you watch him watching it?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean, I was with them.
Yeah, watching his face I wonder how he's going to react to that. I wonder how he's going. It's almost impossible not to do that with that sort of captive audience.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to make a film about your family in whatever circumstance, but my family is very open. And I discussed this idea with them before I did it and while I was doing it. So it wasn't like it was a completely new thing for them.
Well, good luck with it. We appreciate you coming in to talk with us about it today.
Thank you very much.
Margaret Loescher is the writer, producer, and director of the documentary Pulled from the Rubble. It premiered at the American Film Institute last night in Silver Spring, Maryland. It will also air next week at the Human Rights Watch International Film Festival in New York City. Margaret Loescher joined us here in Studio 3A. We thank her again for her time. Science Friday tomorrow. Ira Flato will be here. We'll see you Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.